organisers of the TT have confirmed the sidecar class could return next year, but will face long-term reforms to make machines slower. The first stage report of the organisers' sidecar sustainability review was published on Friday. It marks the first conclusion of the initial evidence-gathering phase announced following the suspension of the sidecar class during this year's TT. The review is said to have included more than 460 public submissions, together with dedicated panels involving competitors, technical specialists, and representatives from a cross-race organisation. Well, one of those who was part of the competitor panel was Steve Kershaw, and Steve joins us live this morning. Now, Steve, more am I to you. What are the main findings from this report?
Morning, first of all, but... Really, the main findings are we're looking at, you know, sustainability for the sport, for sidecars, and the sort of broader picture of, you know, where we need to be in 5 or 10 years for the class, you know, not just a 5-minute fix to get us back for 2027, but, you know, a much bigger picture of sort of, you know, restarting the class. You know, it's an opportunity for the sidecar class to sort of reform and reset and bring itself forward. You know, in line with the solo classes and things. So it's a big opportunity, and it's really nice to see as well that it appears that, you know, it's very, very popular, the sidecar class, the TT. You know, it's been part of the Isle of Man for 100 years, and it's great to see that it, you know, people want it back, which is also really important. You know, it's an exciting class, an exciting sport, but it just needs a little bit more guidance now just to bring it back in line a little.
Now, is the competitor panel content with the findings in this report?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we, you know, we're all in this together. The competitors, the technical panel, the organisers. It's something that it has to be. We have to work together. You know, it's probably been coming over a few years, I would say. You know, the numbers have been dropping, the costs are rising, the technology is increasing, and, you know, a review was probably coming anyway. So if we want to continue to race at the Isle of Man on sidecars, then I think that this is definitely the right step forward for that to happen.
So just what will these changes mean for the class going forward?
I think looking forward, in the short term, you know, we're going to be reducing the speeds for the class, making the class safer on track, and also to try and invite more teams to come to the Isle of Man to try and boost the numbers, to try and bring the cost down, whether that be on, you know, the technical rules on the engine and obviously on chassis and aerodynamics, you know, bringing all that back into line to make the cost to go to the Isle of Man less. I mean, motorsport is never cheap. We really need to just try and bring those numbers up, and hopefully, you know, in a few years' time, we can have a healthier grid than we've had.
Now, Steve, this was the first stage report, so released on Friday. This is what we're talking about here. Are you able to say sort of what happens next? So presumably there will be further reports to be done, some further scrutiny, and will you and the other competitors still be involved as we move forward from this stage?
Yeah, absolutely. As I believe the next phases will be, there will be another consultation with the competitive panel, or possibly two or three, same with the technical panel as well. And we'll all work together. You know, I would imagine that the competitive panel will put their points forward, the technical panel have put their points forward, and then we'll cross-reference those thoughts, and we'll listen to what the technical experts have said, and we'll put our points in as riders, and we'll try and meet in the middle to find a path forward for the class.
if you're able to say up to this point with the discussions you've had so far, obviously there's been a lot of interest in this with more than 460 public submissions, but from everybody involved so far, at the moment, is everybody coming down sort of on the same side of the page, or has there been some sort of disagreement up to this stage? How has it been sort of going in that respect?
Everybody, you know, as a general, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to see sidecars back at the TT. So as a general, everybody's agreeing. Obviously, there's the difference of opinions as to how we get there, but that's the reason for these panels, so that we can take, you know, take the agreement across the board, across the board from everyone, and you know, not everybody will be happy, obviously, but that's the same in anything. We've just got to look at the bigger picture. And to be honest, I was very impressed with the first consultation, in how mature and sensible everybody was being. Because, like I say, you know, it's such a, you know, it's the Isle of Man TT. You know, do we want to race there or do we not want to race there? And it's very much a case of, we have to get this right so that we can continue to race at the Isle of Man. So I think everybody's aware of that, and we'll all do our best to work together to make that happen.
Now, we know how popular the sidecars are amongst the fans, but the competitors as well. On a personal level, Steve, just what did it feel like, that moment during TT this year, when organisers said that unfortunately the sidecar classes would have to be scrapped for TT 2026? I would imagine it must have been a huge blow for you and your team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were absolutely devastated. And, you know, I agree with the decision, you know, that there's no issue there. But in that moment, you know, the time and the effort and the work that's put in by the whole team. And it starts from the TT from the year before. You know, you come home off the boat and you're already on that boat home discussing the changes and what we're going to change for next year. And as a driver, coming to it from a second go, you're all winter you're thinking about where you can improve and where you can go better, and you're coming across and doing laps. So it's such a massive event in your life for the whole team. You know, when those 2 weeks, it's huge. And I probably didn't realize just how big it is personally until you do it. You know, it really does get hold of you. So yeah, it was devastating when it happened, absolutely.
Now, Steve, just finally, how confident are you that we will see sidecars at TT 2027?
Yeah, I'm confident. I am. I'm confident. I'm really impressed with the process that's been put in place. It's so professional, and it isn't just a case of, well, you know, we're going to just ban this or ban that. It's very much a much bigger picture. A much more professional picture, and I think it's very positive that you'll see sidecars in 27 and the years following.
And Steve, just finally, do we know when the next report will be issued? Any sort of idea on the timeline there?
I'm not too sure on when that is. I think probably it's looking around October time is probably when the next sort of report will be published. Obviously, like I say, there's a few consultations to be had in the meantime, and I would imagine it's going to be around that time that you'll hear the next steps.
All right, well, Steve Kershaw, sidecar competitor, really grateful for your time this morning. And Steve, thanks very much indeed for joining us here on Breakfast. If you do want to have a look at that first stage report, you can read it in full at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.